Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for October the 19th, 2025. Well, I love getting emails like I'm just about to share with you. It's always very interesting to me how people approach their life. And I don't know how those of you listening to me approach your life. I don't know. But I always hope that in some way I've been able to bring about some kind of insight for you that matters, that truly makes a difference in your life. I have this email from a man named Gardner. How do any of us live in this world without fear? I am constantly afraid. I understand this is a difficult world. It really is. And it's filled with a lot of very difficult people who do ugly and difficult things in their lives. And it's just really sad to me. But it is what it is, what it is, what it is. So how do we live in a world based in fear? And that's an interesting question for me, because I tried to help my students understand if you give in to your genetics, you will give in to fear. When you think of yourself as a human being, as a human body, you will live in fear. And that's the way it is because of the science of our DNA. We are here to survive, and that's how we live in survival modality. So with all that being said, and with all that being the crux of the matter, how do I live beyond the beliefs and the ideals of my human body that is always saying, look, you're going to get old, or you're getting old, or you are old, or you're sick, and you're going to die, and da-da-da-da. And then there's the wars and the rumors of wars and all these things. There has to be a part of all of us and any of us that is removed from, you're going to not understand this, but give it a whack, removed from the idea of just being human. There is more to you. There is something within each and every person that exceeds their fear. It's called love. And once this has established itself deep within you, then what other people think, say, and do, how they act and react to you in the form of maybe liking you, disliking you, or dealing with lying to us and being nefarious in everything that they do, once you start to understand they know not what they do, but you can know what you do. You set your fate and your destiny in a different direction than most people can live. This is very, very, very important to understand. If you understand that you to live in this world must let not your heart be troubled, as Jesus spoke about, but to turn away from the things that work against you in love, love being the most important aspect of your life. If you can understand what works against you, how to go against the grain of this lifetime, this world, with all of its sham and drudgery, once you understand that, then you have something unique. You have something called character. Gardner, most people don't have character. They don't even know what it is. And as one student said to me, what does character get you? You know, it was astonishing to hear this come out of the mouth, but of a student that's been with me for so long. When we have character, we would never do the things that we would want done to us. This is just a simple thing. This is so simple, I think anybody can get it. Don't do the things you wouldn't want to be done to you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, that kind of thing. That simple, a very simple teaching that Jesus taught, is a mind blower. And when you really start getting involved in doing things that exceed the small-mindedness of, let's say, your genetics, your gender, your ethnic background, when you can go beyond all of that, that is the big problem. That's when you have achieved something miraculous. So fear is nothing more than my ignorance placed in my indifference and living as a person who simply doesn't care, is afraid to find out what they're really all about, which is love. It isn't evil. It isn't ugly. People are afraid to find out who and what they really are because they were never taught anything more than emotional love. And in that emotional love is the crux of the matter. The reason you're afraid, the reason you have so much fear is because you live emotionally. I can tell you that. Though I've never met you, I can tell you that. It's all about emotion for you. And if I live in my emotions as the totality of how I feel about this world, myself, my life, I'm going to come crashing down. It's going to be deeply ugly. And that's what happens to us. We get deeply ugly. My heart goes out to you. There are so many billions of people like yourself on this planet. I don't know how old you are, but I can tell you it would take a tremendous courage for you to do something beyond the idea and the ideals of your fear. So, you know, people will say, you know, face your fears and la, la, la. Just do it. Face your fears. People don't have that kind of courage. It takes real courage to let love live you. It takes real courage to forgive. It takes real courage to be merciful and compassionate towards those who have been mean and unkind to us. It takes real courage. You have to be a unique person. But you have that uniqueness in you. So people often ask, you know, why we go through all the things we go through in the course of our lifetime, all of the sham, the drudgery, the difficulty. It's because we put ourselves through it. And these things eventually turn into, shall we say, lessons. I hate using that word, but if you're in third person, if you have the intelligence to move beyond the beliefs of right and wrong, good and bad, if you can just step back a little bit and observe, what is it about me that makes this possible? And you'll see it's only happening in the emotional mindset that we propagate through ignorance, indifference, and fear. If you want to overcome your fears, if you really want to overcome them, yes, look them dead in the eye and ask yourself, why do I do this to myself? Why do I let my mind and my genetic nature cast me into hell constantly, over and over and over again? Just ask yourself that question, why? Just observe. If you really want to get beyond it, stop listening to your mind. Stop having conversations with your thoughts. Start to step back a little bit and want nothing with all of your heart. You have to want a love that is greater than the human love that lives within you. All these things will start to mesh in you. You'll start to see things for the way they are and not the way you believe they are. And that will liberate you. You are, whether you believe it or not, or anyone believes it or not, you are a spiritual being. And you live in a mystical nature that is beyond the confines of this physical world. And should you be willing to really listen to that inner being, that inner world, you will find it being very friendly and very kind to you. Forgiveness is everything. It's the only true generosity that matters. I hope that helps you, Gardner. Thank you for your kind comments, too. I deeply appreciate it. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. I hope this helped you. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.